Most theologians, they trust man, not God.
Answers with Ken Ham, a well-known creation evangelist. Well, Ken, many theologians today say that Christians can believe in evolution and millions of years of Earth history. Why are they saying this?
You know, the more I research this area, the more I've discovered that these theologians who compromise with Genesis are putting their trust in man's fallible theories. They're not believers in the infallible Word of God. Do you know that with Bible commentaries before the 1800s, you'll discover that most theologians accepted the six literal days of creation and the global flood of Noah's day? There's not a hint that they believed in a universe billions of years old. But a change occurred in Bible commentaries in the past two centuries. As you read them, you'll notice many of the theologians writing that the days of creation were not literal days and that the flood of Noah's day was just a local event. Now, as you read carefully, you'll find that the underlying reason they actually question the creation days and the global flood is not because of the Bible itself, but because of man's fallible theories. Isn't it sad? These theologians take the Bible figuratively and man's theories literally.
Is it possible to squeeze millions or billions of years into the Genesis record? Well, if you try, you're also saying that there must have been death and suffering of animals before the fall of Adam. We explore this fascinating topic with some free booklets found on our website, AnswersRadio.com. There's even an eye-opening one on carbon dating. They're free at AnswersRadio.com.